to know.
Want to know, baby.
Let's go. Week two. Birds are 1-0. Go, birds. How you feeling, buddy?
Feeling good.
All right. Welcome to episode 5, Cheap Seats and Cheese Steaks. I am Jay Sensi. I am joined by the man himself, Tyler Kelvey, and we are here to debrief on week one, an Eagles victory over the Cowboys, and also prep for week two against the Kansas City Chiefs. We were at the game, banner night.
Yeah, so let's recap the day. Drive down from sunny Scranton to sunny Philadelphia for most of it. Cheesesteak, Angelo's.
Angelo's.
The best.
I don't know how you top it, quite frankly. That seated roll, man, and they just have an it factor. They have an it factor. This was a long wait. We had to wait about an hour. Found a little Mexican joint to have a few beers before the cheesesteak.
A few cerveza.
It was very nice.
It was good. It was a good day.
And so we got to the Link parking lot, what, maybe around 4? Was it 4:30?
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, with the traffic situation, I thought it was going to be worse. They were talking about pandemonium with SEPTA shutting down. But, you know, we got right in, found some other Birds fans to shoot the shit with for a bit. And, you know, started to make our way into the stadium. Wanted to get in quite early with the banner drop ceremony. Also had some weather moving in that made it kind of an interesting night.
Yeah, it was beautiful, sunny, and then the clouds came in. Right around kickoff, too.
Just like the Falcons game. Remember, we were at the banner game in 2018, opening night against the Falcons. That day was a little bit different. It was about 150 degrees on the blacktop prior to the game, and also a thunderstorm that delayed the game. That was before the game, though,
before
right?
Before the game, yeah.
It started late. It wasn't in the middle of the game.
Yep.
But very reminiscent of that night in terms of the thunderstorm, the rain delay, an Eagles win, and a brand new banner in the rafters. That was quite nice to see.
Yeah, I have to say that was probably the weirdest game I've ever attended.
In person, yeah.
It was just weird. First, obviously the Jalen Carter situation. Crazy. Yeah, spits on Dak. That you don't expect. Then Dallas scores. Then we score. Then they score. Then we score. Then we score. And then we get a field goal. So for us to start the game off 3 straight touchdowns, that was weird because we went 10 weeks last year without scoring in a touchdown in the first quarter.
Right.
So that was a weird occurrence. And then the rain delay, I felt after the rain delay, the whole stadium, everything was just flat.
Everything was flat. The players were flat. I mean, there were 3 points scored in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think I saw a report. Some of the Cowboys players were out looking for food in the stadium. Did you see that?
No.
I think it was Trayvon Diggs, like, took his uniform off. He had his pads off, and he was walking around looking for food during the rain delay. So, I mean, you got to think when you're a player, though, like, you get so amped up. The adrenaline's going. You got, you know, 60 minutes of play. Takes about 3 hours to finish a game, generally. But to stop midway and try to get back in it, I mean, I think we've seen is hard for a lot of teams.
Yeah, and I mean, it was so intense early. That's why it was so weird, because it was so intense. So intense that Jalen Carter gets kicked out before the first snap. Chippy, pushing, shoving, shit-talking, taunting, big hits. And to me, like, this, it sucked at rain delay because we got that fumble. I felt like the stadium was at like its peak. We were fired up the whole time, but we were waiting for a defensive stop. We were waiting for a defensive big play. We got a big hit from Blankenship, flag, you know, on a third and forever for them. They should have been kicking a field goal. Come back the next play, strip the ball. Jai Campbell, what a game.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, for it to go from that to that really sucked, because I was fired up after that fumble, because I was like, okay, now we go down and score, put this game on ice, have this place going rocking crazy, and then that happened, and then, you know, a good portion of the people left. Some people left. They thought it was going to be delayed for the whole thing. They thought they were going to postpone it.
It could have went sideways from there, right? Yeah. I mean, it was literally the last play before the rain delay was the fumble.
Right.
Place was going nuts.
Nuts.
And we never got that energy back. And I think part of it, like you said, is a lot of people, and not a lot of people left, but people left.
A good amount of people, yeah.
Enough people left to change the dynamic. And I think at that point, when play resumed at 11:30, I think a lot of people were just over it at that point. We just wanted to run out the game and finish up. I mean, the crowd got back into it, but it was definitely a momentum killer, and that could have hurt.
Yeah,
right before the delay. Shout out to Zach Bond though. Zach Bond saved that game.
Absolutely,
running down Miles Sanders.
Absolutely,
right?
I mean, they score there, and then the delay happens.
Yes,
that would have been real not good for us. That could have really snowballed our chances with the momentum.
He's fast. Faster than
Miles Sanders.
I was gonna say he's either that or Miles Sanders is slow.
I don't know, man. That was a great play by him. I felt defensively, I thought as the game went on, Vic started to make adjustments.
Yeah.
I felt, early on, I think we were kind of adjusting to the fact that now the Cowboys have they can play a lot with their protections with the five-man versus four-man rush.
Right.
Because we're not a ton of blitz. We don't blitz a bunch.
Right.
So without Jalen Carter taking double teams, now you guys can chip and help to whoever the problem is or whatever the scheme calls for, where you could play it more technical than having to just constantly have to double one guy in Jalen Carter. And I felt that changed a lot of it for most of it early. And then as the game went on, I felt the adjustments got better. I felt the cornerback position got better. So
that's still a bit of a liability, though, because if you notice, I mean, Adoree Jackson got smoked a bit early. But, I mean, CeeDee Lamb is good.
CeeDee Lamb is good.
I think a lot of cornerbacks would struggle in that position, so I can't really blame it, put it all on Jackson. But he struggled. I think when Bennett came in, he showed maybe a little bit more of athleticism than Jackson, and then Jackson came back in, and I think that by that time, Vic had made some adjustments. CeeDee had some drops. I think we lucked out a little bit on the drops because he usually catches those balls. But I think that CB2 is still a bit of a liability. I'm not as concerned about it this coming week, given that Kansas City's got two of their top receivers out. Helps us for sure, but I think in the long run, I would like to feel a little bit better about that cornerback two position.
Absolutely. That is the most glaring right now. But also, it's week one. It's so hard in the NFL because you watch week one and there's so many teams that don't look sharp. There's teams that look the best. And who knows how that's going to last. So. Yep. I just always look back last year, the Saints first 2 weeks scored more points differential than any other team in NFL history. And we know how that turned out.
That's fair.
So I'm glad we got the W.
Yeah.
Definitely things need to get tightened up on the defensive side, but also without Jalen Carter, winning a game without Jalen Carter for the entirety of it, that says a lot about the resilience of this team.
And that goes back to your point too, last episode, and you're talking about, when we were talking about quarterback two being a bit of a liability, when you get that pressure up front, it takes a lot of pressure off of those guys. And I think that changed the dynamic right out of the gates with Carter out and showed some of the liability there. But if Carter's in that game, I think it's a very, very different game defensively. No crystal ball, but like you said, we got out with the win. A lot of things I think the team knows that they can improve on. A week one win, really a win in weeks 1 through 4, I'm happy with, just given our tendency to slow start.
Never in week one. Jalen Hurts is 5-0 in openers.
That's true.
But I hear what you're saying. Early on in the season is, we do usually struggle more, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think Petullo called a pretty good game. I like the play calls. For the most part, I think Jalen played an amazing game. I think he's going to get hell for only throwing for 152 yards. The guy finds ways to win. He used his legs. He made smart decisions. Yeah, he didn't throw downfield a ton. I think we only had one pass over 20 yards. I personally don't give a shit. The guy won. He won. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
And I think a game like that is really Jalen Hurts's, like his calling
bread
card.
And butter. Yeah.
That it, like, close games, because when he gets into the flow of the game, you'll notice, like, if he does throw an interception, knock on wood, but when he does, it's usually earlier in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But as the game goes on, he just starts making better decisions with the ball and understanding complementary football. He kind of, I felt like Petula got a little tight in the second half, I think. But Situational football calls for that. Sometimes, like, it worked out for us because we relied on our defense and our special teams to do the thing, which Britt Mann, great punts.
Oh, awesome punts.
Awesome punts.
Yeah.
To keep it out of, what's that? Turpin?
Yeah, Turpin.
He's dynamic. Mm. So we played good situational football, but Jalen is excellent in those moments. I feel like for him to close out games, he can make throws, he can make runs, he can make quick decisions. And I felt he was making quick decisions on that day. I don't think he was holding the ball as long. I think he went through his A and B progression, and then he said, fuck it, let's go, and took off. It looked like how he did in the Super Bowl a little bit. We didn't get the ball pushed downfield.
Right.
But it was like one look, if it's not there, look two, go. Like, he wasn't holding, taking sacks, stuff like that. He was a little more decisive in rolling out and getting out of the pocket and getting to his a good run rather than hold. Last year, I felt he was holding the ball, especially early in the year. He was holding the ball a lot.
A little too much. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It did remind me a lot of Super Bowl Jalen, right? Chip away, small passes, runs when he doesn't have anything easily available. We didn't run a lot. You know, he had Saquon and maybe 60 yards. But, yeah, I think you could tell the Cowboys were very focused on trying to shut him down. And that's the benefit of having a guy like Jalen Hurts is, you know, you want to stop the 2,000-yard rusher, fine. We got a guy that, you know, takes a snap that can run too, can pass, you know, play smart football and get even, you know, most of the time, just get exactly what he needs to just keep the chains moving and keep the clock turning if we've got a lead. Maybe also part of the reason AJ didn't get a lot of targets. You know, I don't know if you think his hamstring might still be a little tender.
Yeah, I think that played a part. I think he's maybe a little more reluctant to push it. But I also thought Cowboys had a good scheme. They played zone 100% of the snaps, they said.
100%?
100% of the snaps.
Damn. Okay.
They played, that was a stat I heard. They played 100% zone. So they were over the top. They were not allowing the big play.
Right.
That was like their goal. But also going back to, we didn't run the ball a lot. We didn't get a lot of rushing yards and production, but we ran the ball a lot.
That's fair.
I think Saquon had 18. Shipley had a couple until he got injured.
Mm.
A.J. Dillon had a couple. So that's what I always say. You don't have to run the ball effectively, but you must run the ball.
Yep.
And that still allowed a lot of play action, a lot of collapse into the defensive ends, and then Jalen gets to get on the outside. You must run the ball. You got to commit to the running game.
Yep.
Also, hats off to our defense, which allows us to still run the ball late in the game. And I felt last year that was a strength of ours. Our defense was always so reliable that Saquon was able to bust him in the fourth.
Mm.
But if you're down two touchdowns, you can't be handing the ball off.
No.
So our defense is always keeping us in the game. And our defense, complementary football, they do enough to get us to win. We do enough to get us to win. Sometimes we run to the table. The good teams are, listen, defense, we need one stop. Hold them to a field goal. We need that, and they do that. And then they're like, listen, all we need is a first down from you guys. Two first downs, and we win this game.
Yep.
So I like it. I mean, I don't love it, but I like it. I'm happy. 1-0, better than 0-1.
You called it, though. Because we went to that game, it was tight.
Yeah, I was like, we're talking shit like, oh, it's going to be a blowout. And then we say, we're just like, we're going to this game, so it's going to be fucking weird, and it's going to be tight. And we're going to be sweating to the end.
Late night, honestly. What time did we get out of the stadium? 1:30? Yeah.
And then By the time we got home, it was like 4:30 in the morning. I was like tripping out driving at one point. I was like, I need some energy, 5 hour energies.
Yeah.
But great win. You know, listen, the drive's a lot better on a win than a fucking loss. If we lost that game, so there's no such thing as a pretty loss. So I'll take an ugly win. I don't care. A week one, tough opponent, divisional opponent, rivalry. It had all the makings of a fucking, I don't want to say trap game, but a letdown game for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dallas was coming in playing with house money. Everyone's talking shit on Dallas. Nobody's really, hats off to them. I thought Dak played excellent.
Yeah.
There was a couple of sacks that we should have had that he broke out of. I could see Dak having a big year, honestly. He looked great in shape. He's already into his mind games.
Yep.
For him to get Jalen Carter kicked out, I got to say, hats off to him, because if you're going to get anyone kicked out of the game, that's the guy.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You got to be smarter, though. If you're Jalen Carter, man, you got to be smarter than that.
We talked about that, though. We're on our ride down. We're saying how, we love him because he's on the edge. He's like, is he going to kill somebody on the field before the whistle? Is he going to attack someone after the whistle?
That's what makes him so good.
It makes him good.
Once in a while, he tips over that line.
But he goes over that line, and it could cost us a big game.
Yep.
And it almost did. And I hope he learns from this. I hope he doesn't get roped into stuff like this again. Last year, I felt there were a couple games where the Steelers game in particular, he threw like a punch at someone's helmet, kind of like a palm to the helmet. It was a flag, but thank God the punter caught, or the kick returner, punt returner caught the ball first.
So it wasn't a...
It wasn't
ejection.
Not ejection. It would have been a first down for them.
Yeah, correct.
But
correct.
We caught the ball. He did it after the catch, so we're on offense. So now it was just a 15-yard penalty from the offensive side of it. But if he threw that head palm slap, Steelers get a first down, and now we don't get that 10-minute drive to win the game. They get the ball first down and, within striking distance of beating us.
Yep.
So there's a couple times where he's got to just dial it back, but – I hope he goes off. I hope he learns his lesson. I hope he takes this and just we talk about how historical this year was for him, and we say, man, remember he didn't even play week one because of that stupid thing?
Yep.
So go Birds.
Put it behind us.
Go Birds.
Go Jalen. Doesn't sound like, as of today, Tuesday, that the NFL is going to take disciplinary action. I'm going to knock on wood with my functional arm here. Sirianni says they're going to handle discipline in-house. I'd be shocked if they sat him for any portion of the game. I think if I'm Nick, I tell him to wise the fuck up and don't do that shit again. And let's learn from it. Let's move on for it. But it's probably a stark warning, if anything. I hope.
Yeah, we can't.
I want him to play.
Yeah, we can't have that, though. We need him.
On to week two.
Week two, to Kansas City we go.
Rematch. Let's go. We won in Kansas City last time we played there. We smoked them last year in the Super Bowl, earlier this year in the Super Bowl. They're down a couple key receivers. I think that plays into our strengths or our lack of strength in the cornerback position. How do you feel? They dropped their game. I mean, the Chargers looked good Friday night.
Yeah.
They dropped their game in Brazil. How do you feel about this game coming up? What do you like and what do you not like?
I don't like Mahomes if our defensive backs are not dialed in.
Yeah.
Because he can make a mess of it. But them being down offensive players the way they are, it's gonna be interesting to see if our defense can get right.
Capitalize.
Yeah, get right game after. I mean, we played great in the second half, but it would be good for us to get out there. Hopefully Jalen Carter's playing, and I hope he makes a mess of things. But I think the Chiefs are prime. They didn't look that good.
Mm.
Defensively, they didn't look good. That was the biggest thing. Like, they looked like they lost a couple. They talk about us losing pieces. They lost Justin Reed. They lost a bunch of guys. So, I don't know, man. I think the Chiefs are primed to get beat. I feel like Taylor Swift sucked the soul out of Travis Kelce and the Chiefs for all they're worth on her way to a Super Bowl halftime show. But, she used the Chiefs as the blood sacrifice to get there because she was like, we're good. We're good. Because they look depleted. They look depleted. They don't look as sharp as they have. I mean, it's only week one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel it's prime. I think it's time for the Chiefs to miss the playoffs.
Ooh, bold prediction.
I mean, the division, that division's much improved.
It's a tough division now, yeah.
Much improved.
Yeah.
So.
Chargers look like they came to play. I wouldn't be mad about the Chiefs having a demise and us being the reason that it started. You could blame Taylor. I'm going to blame Philadelphia Eagles defense.
We helped. We helped.
We helped a little bit.
But, yeah, I feel like they're prime. I feel like they're prime to be beaten. I think we have a lot to prove still. I think we make a couple adjustments. And, I think key additions, too. We got that pass rusher from the Lions.
Yep, and we traded for that running back, right, from the Jags, Tank.
Yeah.
Love the name.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
But
so it means Will Shipley's probably being there, which hats off to him. He played well.
He did.
Like he's like a little bit more tough version of Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah.
Like he's quick, catches the ball good out of the backfield, but he's not afraid to run through people's faces.
Right.
So hope he's okay. But yeah, that indicates he's probably banged up for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see how he does when he comes back. Obviously, we want Saquon to stay healthy, but I think, you know, this Tank guy is pretty solid, it seems. A.J. Dillon looked pretty good in week one to share the rock a bit. I expect us to score points against the Chiefs. I expect it, you know, I don't know that I expect a defensive stand like we saw in the Super Bowl. I would love that, obviously, but I still think the defense has a couple holes in it that hopefully Vic plugs this week. I don't expect the Chiefs to score a ton of points, probably more than they scored before the garbage time touchdowns in the Super Bowl. I don't see us having a problem hanging 28 or more, though.
No. Prediction?
All right, you first.
34-24.
I'm going to go 31-27.
Oh.
I'm going to go 31-27. You know,
one possession game. I don't know if I can handle that.
Dude, they're all one possession games at this point.
That's true. Right? Most of the NFL is.
And like you said, we thrive. We thrive in those close games. I think Jalen comes and has that it factor when the game is tight. Not that he doesn't have it when the game's not tight, but there's just that extra little emphasis when we got a one possession game. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's 48-6.
Yeah, I love it.
Or 40-6, which no, is... No,
but as worried as I was about this game a couple weeks ago, I think we're much better than what we showed, and I think the Chiefs are probably a little worse than what they showed.
Yep.
At this point, but we'll see. I mean, that's why they played the game. I'm ready. I'm excited for this one. This was 4 o'clocker,
East Coast time.
Yeah,
4:25.
So, prime time.
Game of the week.
Middle of the day. Game of the week. Rematch of the last 3 Super Bowls. Right? 3 Super Bowls ago? 2? It don't matter.
2 of the last 3.
2 of the last 3, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we win. No matter what, you know, regardless of what the score is, I think we come out with a W, and then we got to get ready for the Rams.
The Rams.
You think Howie makes any? You think he's making some cornerback inquiries? I mean, he makes a lot of calls.
I mean, yeah. I would think so. This week will for sure show.
Yeah.
If we struggle against their backup third or fourth receivers.
Yeah, these guys are toast.
Then we need to figure some stuff out. Because I watched a little bit of like coach tape and, you know, Adoree Jackson got better and the cornerback position got better as the game went on. But everybody else was covering.
Yep.
They were just like, all right, whoever Adoree's on, we're going to attack.
Yep.
Because everybody else was locked up for the most part. So... They gotta
get that right.
Yeah, they gotta write that wrong. So,
Vic says he's starting.
Okay.
As of this morning, Vic says Adoree's the starter.
I like confidence in your player. I mean, yeah, 1 week don't make or break people. You know, it's a long season, but this will tell a lot of how, you know, do we hit the panic button on the quarterback two position or not?
I got to be honest. I got kind of some Byron Maxwell vibes watching that game with the Dory.
Okay. With that said, right? We're done with the Chiefs. Fuck the Chiefs. Mount Rushmore of like terrible picks that the Eagles have gotten throughout the years.
Oh, boy. We're going to need more than four, buddy.
Like trades. Yeah.
We're going to need trades or drafts?
No, we'll go trades.
Trades?
Yeah. Like, oh, man, this guy's going to be huge for us. And just nothing.
I mean, right off the bat, I got Nnamdi Asamoah and one. Byron Maxwell.
And two, for sure. Vince Young.
Oh, the dream team.
Vince Young. He was part of all that.
That fucking guy cursed us with that dream team.
Yeah, that was bad.
Talk. Was he a trade, though? Or was he a free agent signing?
Yeah, free agent. Yeah. But
well, so was Nnamdi.
Yeah, Nnamdi an ad. That's what I'm saying. Like, guys, we go and we go get.
We went and got.
Yeah. DeMarco Murray.
Oh, yeah. He did nothing.
That's crazy.
Everybody was so hyped. And he had such a great year in Dallas.
Yeah, like the year before.
Career in Dallas.
Yeah. Like the year before, he was like DeMarco 1,800 yards.
Forgot about DeMarco. He's easy to forget that he was an Eagle.
That 1 year.
Yeah.
And we gave him a huge contract.
Yep.
I don't know how he got away with that and still didn't completely ruin our franchise.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Bad. That was bad. How about, while we're on the topic, let's go to the draft picks. Four worst.
I can't even think of the guy's name, but the guard from, he was like a 30-year-old guard. He was a firefighter.
Oh, Danny Watkins.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try and forget that.
But yeah, he was a 30-year-old rookie or 29-year-old rookie. I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah, that was...
Danny Watkins.
Never really played it down for us.
Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor, big time.
Yeah, I mean...
But it kind of set the... Like we said, if we got Jay Jeddah, Wentz would still be our starter. Or we'd be just getting off of him.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have ended up with AJ.
No.
Right?
No, because we would have been okay in that department. Mm-hmm. I think... We would have won enough games to where we wouldn't have got a huge, you know, draft pick to kind of change our fortunes. I think Jay Jeddah makes a lot of quarterbacks look a lot better.
Yep.
So I think Wentz, with his talent, I think he could have had a mediocre next couple years, and then we'd miss out on Jalen Hurts. So
for sure.
Thank you, Reagor. And then my least favorite, I can't even think of Kevin Kolb.
Oh, Kevin Kolb. Well, he wasn't a first rounder, though.
No, what was he, second rounder, though. You draft a quarterback in the second round. Like, that's just like shit. We were going to get him, but we're drafting too high, but we came back. He's there. We're taking him. And he was supposed to be the guy.
I'll never forget that pick, though, because we used to go to the Link when the Link had parties for draft day.
Yeah.
And they would they do first and second round or first three rounds the first day? It wasn't just the first round.
No.
They would do the first couple of rounds together. And Andy Reid, I remember two or three times we went there for these parties and we stayed there all day and it was hot as balls. And then Andy would trade out of the first round. So we left.
I think that was a year we did that.
Yeah, because we left.
To get Kevin Kolb.
We left. And on the ride home, we were listening to the radio.
Yes.
And they said with the
Eagles.
So
he was a first round pick, basically. He was our first pick.
He was our first pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're like, who the fuck is Kevin Kolb?
Grew up a Cowboys fan in Houston. He had a Texas accent. He could not be our starter.
You know, I never wish for anybody to get hurt, but when he went down in that throwback jersey game and Mike Vick came in. Oh, what a blessing.
I will forever love Michael Vick. Two players I will forever love. Ed Reed.
Yep.
Because they put Kevin Kolb in for McNabb. I think the year we went to the NFC Championship, we finished like with a tie. We were like,
that's right,
9-7-1 or
we played the 9-8-1.
What's that?
The year we played the Cardinals.
Yes. Yeah. Kevin Kolb came in for McNabb, drove us right down the field inside the red zone, throws a 108-yard pick to Ed Reed, and then we pulled him, and then we were like, all right, we're going with McNabb the rest of the way, and we end up winning a bunch of games.
Yep.
You know, they wanted to give the Kevin Colbert, if he went down there, drove and scored a touchdown there, he would have been the starter from there on out.
No. Mm-mm. That was a Kelly Green game too, wasn't it? Or was that the game where we wore the yellow and blue?
No, we played awesome in that game. We played the Lions.
That was a McNabb game.
That was a McNabb. Westbrook went off.
But the game that Kevin Cobb went down and Vic came in.
That was a Kelly Green game, right? Yeah, that was like the 60s green
right.
version.
Right.
Yeah, the old first Eagles green. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. So is that three or four? That's three, four.
But I got to be honest. I think at that point we just ended at Kevin Cobb.
Yeah.
I don't know how you top that. Unless you have a good fourth.
I mean, Mike Mamula is a kind of a classic one.
Yeah.
He was a bust.
Yeah.
But Arcega Whiteside.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a second rounder, and we loved him. We gave him so many opportunities.
I don't even want to talk about that guy. I couldn't believe the pick. I couldn't believe the pick. And then I couldn't believe we let him hang around
forever,
so long.
Forever.
He just showed nothing after nothing after nothing.
Yeah.
And we just fucking let that guy make the team.
Big body, couldn't catch nothing, didn't want to block.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not one of our better picks.
Did he even play after he left the Birds?
I don't think so.
Anybody pick him up?
I never heard of him again.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. Neither should Rager.
I think he's out of the league too.
Good riddance.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm fired up for Sunday.
Let's go.
4:25. Birds, hopefully, beat the Chiefs again.
Again.
Same calendar year. And as always, go Birds. We'll see you next week.
Go Birds.
Dickhead.
I need to fly on the road to